Hey, you know when we first connect in Skype and you get that little picture box and you can see the penguin, right?
Yes.
Your head has a question mark on it.
Well, that's appropriate. That should be my logo.
Hey, this is Jim Armstrong in Toronto, and you're listening to a track off my new Junction Road album, Worn Out Shoes. Speaking of things used up, here's more Two Kens of my favorite comedy show, You Can't Make It Up.
You can catch her dancing on the front porch in her worn-out shoes. She's doing the boogie.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 Indian games.
I want to be the cowboy.
Oh, Hare Krishna's 3 mutton chickens, 2 no CNOs, and a totally insufficient dowry.
5 golden onion rings, Ken.
Ah, yes. That's a holiday special if I ever heard one.
Denny's special.
There it is.
How many of you raise your hands now? Fess up. When it's your birthday, you know you can eat free at Denny's. Have you done that yet? Have you lived to see your next birthday?
I wouldn't eat there if they gave me every meal for a year.
This is our fifth day of the 12 Days of Dumb, Sunday, December 18th. How are you?
Well, I know one thing. We're not getting the Denny's account.
No, we're not.
No.
No. You know what they don't serve there?
I have no idea. Healthful food?
Not only that, too. It's not only day 5, but it's also National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
I never know what a suckling is, but it sounds like something to avoid.
I have the weirdest calendar. People say, where do you come up with these days? They just pop up. This show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. Ken and I are doing these little daily You Can't Make It Up stocking stuffers in hopes they'll help you lighten up a little during this high stress period of the year. What stress? I don't have any stress.
No, not for me.
If you're enjoying our daily drive-bys, please drop us an email. 12days@2kenscomedy.com. You're feeling overwhelmed as we are with not just Christmas shopping, but all the damn ads that they throw at you.
You can't escape them. Now, in our day, back in our radio days, you know, our bosses loved it because they sold every possible time slot they could.
Yeah.
But as a consumer, it just makes your head want to split.
It sucketh, as they say.
Yes. And so do we at times. But
stop it.
No, but you make a good point. We are inundated with these Christmas ads all holiday season long and even well before. And I think you'd agree that most of those Christmas retail ads are pretty boring, right? But every so often you get a couple that show that the people who are responsible for them, well, they're either just idiots or they're not paying attention. Well, I'll tell you what, we at You Can't Make It Up, we are paying attention, and we've collected a few here, listening and dining and romancing pleasure here. This is from our Timing is Everything department. This ad for a florist promoting long-stemmed roses and something they call a golden angel hurricane bouquet. Whatever the heck that is.
Whatever it is, I don't want to receive it.
So their slogan, for Christmas forever. Headline, Christmas is Wednesday, December 28th.
Hey man, let me just check my calendar here. Yeah. No, it's not. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Sometimes it's possible. Huh?
Well, I keep going past the international dateline. Maybe it'll, you know, work.
I think maybe the government's behind this, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
They move every other holiday. Why not Jesus' birthday?
Well, you know, the government could do almost anything. Hey, here's an ad for what I think must be a really odd food store. Elf cutlets in wine, $2.29. Elf cutlets.
You know, the elf union is going to be up in arms. I mean, that constitutes just cruel and unusual work conditions.
Boy, I hate to be one of them. Here's an ad for a special Christmas event you're going to want to bring the kiddies to. It reads, hey kids, Santa will be at Viking Liquor on Sunday. Free pictures.
Now, how is that any different than the rest of the...
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a sober sidewalk Santa? Yeah.
I guess that's when Dad will do the shopping. Now, here's a question for you, and I think I know the answer. Do you like or can you stomach mincemeat pie?
I hate it.
Yeah. Most people do. I don't even know why it exists. That's right up there with fruitcakes. Well, anyway, here's an ad I think you'll like for a restaurant over in West Liberty, Ohio called the Liberty Gathering Place. Menace meat pie all weekend.
Give me liberty or give me menace.
Now, if you haven't, I don't know why you haven't at this late date, but if you have not gotten all your lights for your tree or your outdoor holiday display, here's a bargain for you from an ad that reads, 6-foot tree of lights, regularly $49.99, now save 20%. Lights not included.
Well, that's a, what a bargain.
No wonder. And finally, here's a bargain on an artificial Christmas tree that was advertised in the classifieds. Artificial Christmas tree, for sale, $99 firm. Like new, needs stand, ornament, lights, and branches. I like that it's $99 firm.
Will that be cash?
And the warranty runs out when you get it off the lot.
And maybe the best part of all this, I now have a new favorite website, because that's where this came from, called the Darwin Exception. Their slogan, because it's not always survival of the fittest, sometimes the idiots get through.
Ooh. Hey, can we call them? And
that's right up our alley. We should do a little cross promotion with them.
Well, we'll do that. And barring that, let's just steal it like we do everything else.
The Darwin Exception.
Oh, that's good. I want to introduce you to Robert K. Wolf and his music. You see, he was born in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of music he sings. He doesn't go, I got your A right here. We'll put a link out here to this guy. All you really need to know is this quote from his bio. He says, I'm living proof that an overweight Jewish guy born in Brooklyn can sort of do okay in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah, forget about it.
Rega, pick that guy up, will ya?
Ah, Louie, back off.
Snow is falling, children laughing, I can feel it coming. But I've been major bumming, bum, bum, bumming all the time. Don't think I can take another ho-hum Christmas season. I know I've got a reason to do things different. And that's why.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2cancomedy.com.
I'm cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my Yuletide curly groove. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my high-heel curly shoes. It's my token night in the opposite camp. Feel like a million when I look like a tramp, yeah. Cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Hanukkah too. I won't be sagging, but I'll be dragging my bow wagon. My bow is shagging. Santa sure will feel some joy when he comes with my Christmas toy. Ahoy, oh boy. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas. My token night in the opposite camp.
like a million when I look like a tramp, yeah. Cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Hanukkah too. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Kwanzaa too. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas.